Eric, first of all, what is the preferred term here and what does it mean?
Well, I would go old school. I'd go with bombogenesis. A bomb cyclone is another way of saying the same exact thing. So what does it mean? Well, it's something that happens every year. This one will be pretty notable because of how deep this storm will get in a very short amount of time. So we take a look at two this afternoon. Center of low pressure east of Florida, 1,004 millibars, run of the mill. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, as it moves off the New England shoreline, we're down around 955 millibars. That is a tremendous drop, almost 50 millibars in 24 hours. That's bombogenesis. Has to be at least 24 in 24 hours. Why does it matter to anyone on the ground? Well, the faster that pressure drops, the more the winds respond in kind. And this is going to be a big wind maker across the coast, especially in New England. So here's the timeline. Snowing in North Carolina this evening. That will move up across the mid-Atlantic coast. Heavy snowfall confined close to the coastline as we head through the overnight and skirting the big cities like Philly and New York. The heaviest snowfall falls in New England throughout the day tomorrow. All wrapped up, this is a storm that will likely have an eye feature tomorrow. If you're looking on satellite, it'll have the appearance of something that would look like a hurricane. So here are the snow amounts. Boston, a foot or a little bit more is possible. New York, about 4 to 6. Philly, 1 to 3 on that very back edge of the snowfall. Now, this is going to drag in another blast of really impressive cold. These are mainly all record cold temperatures for highs as we look into Friday and Saturday. And at night, widespread sub-zero readings. This may be the coldest blast of the entire stretch that we have seen here, Jeff, since dating back on Christmas.